Welcome to Single Mom Mindset, the podcast, a place for choice moms, donor-conceived people, and non-traditional families. Now let's do this thing.
Welcome back to the podcast. Today we have a woman that is trying to conceive as a single mom by choice. We will hear all about her journey together. So thank you so much for being here, Sydney. I'm so excited to hear your story.
Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Of course. Okay, so I have so many questions. We haven't really like dove into your story, your background. So I want to know all the details just as much as I'm sure everybody else wants to know. So okay. I don't even know where to start. What brought you to this journey, this choice?
Yeah. So let's see. I have known pretty much forever that I want to be a mom, want to have kids. I always had in my head that by the time I turned 30, I would start having kids. Okay. And then I turned 30 and I wasn't in a serious relationship. I didn't have any kids yet. Okay. And all my friends and cousins started having kids, and I really wanted to start doing that too. And they would all say like, oh, you're going to be such a good mom and you need to start having your own kids. And I'd be like, well, I kind of need someone else to like make that happen. Right. And they'd be like, no,
that's what we think anyway. True. Yeah.
Yeah. And so then a couple months after I turned 30, I kind of really started really seriously thinking about it and looking into it and researching it. And then finally decided to actually go forward with that journey and do it on my own.
That's amazing. Okay. Well, what made you like, had you been exposed to other women in your friend group that have done this? Like what made you come from, I need a man to fuck that, I'm doing this on my own. Like how did that happen?
Yeah, no, like, so this is like something totally new to me. Right. I was actually like nervous about telling like other people that this was what I was going to do because I didn't know how they would react.
Right.
But I knew like for me, I was ready to be a mom and have a baby, but didn't really care about the relationship part of it and being with somebody else in order to make that happen. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't want to, you know, rush into a relationship with somebody just to have a baby. And
amen.
Yes.
Yes. You know, it's sad because there's a lot of situations where you hear that it's like, okay, well, I'm with this person now. It's convenient. I'm not overly happy. It's not, right. They're probably not my person, but mm-hmm. circumstances, you know, will make it work. And
right.
It's such a bummer because then it almost never works out or you stay mm-hmm. miserable for a long time. And like, who wants to grow up in that yeah. dynamic, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's awesome. So now has everyone been supportive? I gather the yes. girlfriends have been. How yeah. about family?
Oh, yeah. What's that yeah. like? So I am like a super creative person as well. I love doing like crafting and stuff like that. So I had like my own like creative little ways of telling people. And mostly everybody that I told was super supportive, super on board and super awesome. Happy. The only one who was a little hesitant was my dad. Okay. Of course, he's the protective father and, you know, wants me to find someone that I'm going to be with that's going to take care of me and all that. But he's definitely come around and is on board and supportive now. So, yeah, basically pretty much everybody is. I have so much good support.
Oh, that's really great.
Yeah.
Good for you. I'm really happy. You hear that, too, though, a lot where it's the dad. Because dads, yeah. like, they want you to have a stable man in your life. And right. it makes sense because they're the stable man in mm-hmm. your life, right, as you're yeah. growing up. So
yep.
I get that. I understand it. My dad yeah. was really hesitant, too, at first. And he's come yeah. around. He's great. He's loving it. So,
yeah.
That's really good. Okay. So I want to hear about the actual process, how you've been yeah. doing it, what that experience has been like for you. Have you been going to the clinic? I mean, I already know, but have you been going to the clinic? Have you been doing right. this at home? Tell us all about that for you.
Yeah. So I decided to start out trying it myself at home. So my first two home inseminations, I did with sperm through a sperm bank. Okay. I looked through all the donors and found the perfect one. I think in one of like your previous episodes, you were talking about like finding the perfect donor and looking through all the things that really like we realize later don't even matter. But so I found the perfect donor there, called the clinic. He was no longer participating in the program, but they still had a few of his vials left. So I was able to buy two. So I did one vial each insemination and did two cycles of that at home and was not successful. And I also was like one of those people that was like, oh, this is going to work right away. It's going to be perfect. Like, and quickly realized that that does not, is not how it goes either. So after I was out of vials at the sperm bank, I was kind of, felt like I was back at square one. I was like, I don't know what I'm gonna do now. I can't keep spending all this money buying more and more vials, not knowing like how long this is going to take. So that's when I started doing some more research and found the known donor registry. So I don't know if you're familiar with that, but it's a website online. It's kind of like a community for donors and recipients to come together and meet.
I didn't even know about that.
So I didn't either until I started like looking into some other things, like looking through like other groups that I was in for like other options and whatever. And so that's when I found this. And so yeah, it was a big learning curve, just kind of figuring it all out and kind of going through all the steps of that. But I made a profile on there. I connected. I had some other, like some donors reach out. There were quite a few that I like messaged back and forth with and decided like not to meet up with or move forward with. But luckily I did find one donor that I decided to start working with, and he was absolutely great. So yeah, it was really nerve-wracking, like meeting in person with somebody. So I brought like a friend with me the first time I went, made sure that like we were in public and everything was safe for sure. But yeah, it went really well. We would meet up, he would give me like a sample, I would go home and like do it myself still.
What is the like legalities of all of this? Like, I didn't even, this is a lot. I have a whole, all kinds of stuff coming through my head right now. I have to just try to figure it out. How does that all work? Like, do they, have they gone through testing? Is it just like, I don't want to say like a Bumble kind of situation, but is it essentially kind of?
It's definitely not as like strict and regulated as the sperm banks. Like they don't like go through as much testing. And it's basically whatever they report to you, whatever they want to share. And you have to kind of trust that they're being honest.
Well, to be honest, with a lot of the sperm banks and like how honest can everybody be, right? You're kind of just trusting no matter which route you go. And I'm not going to say do this or do that because it's up to everybody, of course. It's an individual choice. But anybody can say anything, right? How is it proven? So I mean, oh, that's crazy. So what was that? Okay, now we need to know what this meeting was like.
Was it
awkward? Was he nice? What was like, what was that about?
he was very nice. It was like the weirdest experience. We're like, oh, this is gonna make for a great story to tell my future baby someday. But yeah, I ended up like making up my own contract to bring have him sign to. And then, and he was, you know, super nice about that and like totally on board with everything. I wanted to make sure and find someone that was on the same page with like not wanting to have contact in the future and all that kind of stuff. Everything is still like really anonymous. Like, I don't know, like everyone goes like by pseudonyms. Like, I don't know his first name. Don't really know like any personal identifying information about him. So, yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Okay, well, I'm going to take a minute to process and come up with any other questions I may have, because there's probably going to be lots, and I can only imagine the questions that everyone's going to have about me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for letting us know this even exists, because I had no idea. Mm-hmm. Okay, now to kind of backtrack a little bit, mm-hmm. I wanted to ask what your dating history has been like. Have you mm-hmm. been close to maybe starting a family with somebody? Have you had long-term relationships? Like what was that, like, your history like for that?
So I started dating a guy like in the middle of college. Okay. And we were in a serious relationship for like 6 or 7 years.
Oh wow.
So it was a long time. He had a daughter before I met him. So I was kind of became like a stepmom.
Okay.
And towards the end of our relationship, I was getting to the point where I was ready to want to have kids. I'd been on mm-hmm. birth control like that whole time, and eventually decided to go off of the birth control because I knew that I wanted to try and have kids.
Yeah.
Luckily that didn't happen.
Okay.
Because our relationship ended shortly after that. It was just not working out, and it ended for the better.
Okay.
And then after that, I kind of have just been dating on and off and not really in anything super serious mm-hmm. since then.
I think that happens to a lot of us too. It's like we have that. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of really long-term ones, and it was like, mm-hmm. Like I want to find me. I want to I want to be happy on my own. Like I put so mm-hmm. much into that relationship with this person. Right. And you're just not for me. We're not for each other. So let's pour all that love into myself. Right.
Yes.
Go us. I love that for all these women that are just mm-hmm. pouring into their own cups. It's great.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, I wanted to know your advice for other women that are considering this, that maybe haven't successfully conceived just yet, because it's going to happen. I trust in it for you. But do you have any advice for when things get hard and we kind of maybe hit roadblocks, or mm-hmm. how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely had those moments where, you know, like each time you try and it's not successful, it's really disappointing. And there have been a few times where it's just hit me harder than others. And it's tough. I think the best thing is having like the amazing support around you. Like I have such good like girlfriends around me that anytime like I am upset, I know I can go to them and mm-hmm. like they're cheering me up like right away. So that is super helpful. And also I think just like remembering and knowing that like it's not gonna happen right away, but like it will happen. So like mm-hmm. don't give up, keep trying, like it's going to happen. It's just I had to realize like it's not on my timeline.
Right.
And once I kind of like came to terms with that, I was like, okay, I just have to, you know, be persistent, keep trying. Like it's going to happen one of these days when the time is right.
Oh, I love that. Well, we release the pressure that we put on ourselves when we look at it that way. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this, I actually heard this saying or somebody say it, whether it's a known saying or not, it's definitely not, but she said, and it stuck with me, and it was, it's going to happen in your lifetime. And if you can just release that pressure, but it has to happen now, has to happen this cycle. Oh my God, but fuck, you know, I wanted a summer baby, right? You know what I mean? Because we put so much pressure on ourselves, and then our body can't chill the fuck out.
Right.
Right? How are we going to calm down enough to be able to conceive? Because we're putting all this added pressure. Yeah. But if we just allow it to happen, mm-hmm. and it's so easy for me to say, okay, and people are going to be like, well, you already had yours, you know, how can you say? And it's true. And I'm sorry, please don't hate me. But when I went in for the successful IUI, I mm-hmm. felt zero stress. It was like, you know what? If it doesn't happen, mm-hmm. it doesn't happen. Okay. Right. We'll see what happens next. Mm-hmm. And I'm convinced that that's the reason it happened for me, is because I had zero stress in my body at all.
Yeah.
Well, the other times that I did it, I was so worked up that I couldn't even relax. Mm-hmm. So I think it's important to just chill the F out as much as we can. Okay.
Yeah.
Yoga, meditate, try to just trust and believe it's going to happen when it's meant to.
Yeah. Exactly. and staying distracted during the wait.
Yes. Yes. When you're waiting to pee on the stick or do the blood work, it's hell on earth. Yes. And that's funny too, actually, because you said right in the message that you are waiting right now.
Yeah, I am.
And how are you doing? Are you stressed a little bit?
I am. Okay. I've gotten pretty good at going the 2 weeks and distracting myself. And I've gotten used to that. Mm-hmm. But it's the point where it gets down to okay, it's been 2 weeks. Your period can come any day now. And it's not coming. And I'm that's when I start to get the most anxious.
Oh, yeah. And every time you go pee, you're checking. Oh, I got a little bit of a flutter of a cramp or something. Oh, is it that? Oh, yeah. No, I hear you. Mm-hmm. That's hard. Yeah. Now, can I ask you how many times have you done, because you're doing IUI, they've all been at home IUIs.
Yeah, right? They've all been home IUIs. And okay. This is my 7th.
Oh, wow. Okay. Mm-hmm. And has it been, it's not hard, the technicalities of doing it yourself. I mean, okay, we're not going to go into the details about that, but you can kind of figure it out. But have you considered going a clinic route? Have you done any testing with the clinic, or I don't know?
So I met with my primary doctor about almost exactly a year ago when I started this journey to have my IUD taken out and to just talk to her about starting the journey. And so she kind of gave me some advice at that point. And then since then, I haven't actually really gone into a clinic, but I've done kind of some things on my own. I did the modern fertility home testing that you can do.
Okay.
Just to see kind of where my, I think they do thyroid levels and stuff like that to see where everything's at. Okay. So I've done that. And then now at this point where I'm at, I'm kind of thinking if I am not successful in the next couple of months, then I'll look into going into a fertility clinic and meeting with them.
Yeah. Can I ask why, not that you're taking a long time, but can I ask, because that's not what I mean at all, but is there a reason that you prefer to do it solo? Is it the financial aspects of it? Because if it is, I totally get it. Mm-hmm. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I think a lot of it is financials. I had asked my doctor originally, when I was talking to her about it, what is the difference between doing it at home myself and going into the clinic? And the way she had explained it to me was basically the only real difference is the cost.
Yeah.
And so that's why I've kind of been trying to do it myself at home. And then, they always say too, you have to try for a year before you can get fertility treatments and stuff like that. I've heard that maybe it's a little different when you're doing it yourself. But that I think is another reason why I've kind of been waiting.
Yeah. Cause I know there's been so many different stories because I've talked to so many other choice moms or try to conceive choice moms now. Yeah. And it's funny because everybody's doctor will recommend different things based on your own levels and where you're at and age and so forth. So I know for me, I had 3 IUIs that I was able to do. And then after that, she was like, no, we're going to have to start some injections or whatever. Yeah. And I am petrified of needles. If anyone's listened to any previous episodes, I'm scared shitless. So it was like, I want to avoid that at all costs, please. But I mean, so many moms go through it and they're strong and they're stronger for it in the end. And we're warriors. We can do it if that's what it comes down to. But it can be scary. And the thought of just doing it at home in the comfort of your own home is sometimes really nice. Mm-hmm. What was I going to say to that? Yeah. Because you said it's pretty similar to what they do there.
Yeah.
And it really is. It is the least sexy thing that's ever going to happen, but you're doing it by yourself at your house, whereas you're doing it in the clinic, you're having the nurse or doctor, whoever, do it for you. There's really nothing super special about the way that they're doing it. So if that is an option for you, I'm saying other moms that are considering this, other women that are considering this, if that's a possibility for you to do it at home, totally give it a shot, because you may be successful at home too. There's no big difference.
For sure.
I just want people to know that is an option too. You know, you got to do what works best for you. Give it a try one cycle, and maybe it's I'd prefer to be at the clinic, because for me too, I preferred don't know if it was just like the Capricorn in me or whatever. Like I like things to be structured. It was like, if I go there, they know what they're doing.
Right.
So it's going to be okay. But that's just the way I think. And yeah. I know plenty of moms that have conceived doing it on their own at home. So there's no better way. It's just whatever suits you. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Sure. Well, so if you're considering doing that eventually, obviously you're going to have to keep us updated. You're going to have to keep us updated about what's going on right now. Everyone that's listening can send all the good energy your way, all the love. We can't wait to hear what's going on.
Yeah.
But either way, you stay strong, you keep going, and know that we're all sending the good vibes for sure.
Thank you. Thank you.
Of course. What is the testing that you did at home that you said?
Modern fertility.
Okay. And what is that? Is like you do like a urine sample and send it in, or
no? It's like a little kit you buy online off their website, and it's a blood sample. So you kind of like prick your finger. You would if you're like diabetic, I think.
Yeah.
And then just put a little blood on like this little. They send you like a little cardboard like testing strip thing.
Okay.
So you just put a little. Few drops of blood on there and then package it back up and send it in. And then like a week or two later, they like send an email with your results.
Oh, wow. Do you know how much that is?
I want to say it's around $150.
Oh, that's not bad. Okay. Yeah, no. So that's another option for people that are thinking about going that way.
Yeah.
That's cool. Good to know. I didn't know about that either. So
yeah,
I went the expensive route right away. Yeah, only I know. See, this is what's cool about when we have these conversations because we learn about things that we wouldn't have known about otherwise. So
yeah,
I know there's a bunch of people that are like, I already knew about that. Right. Well, good on you.
Right.
Okay. Do you have any last minute, I don't know, just things you want to add, things you recommend to other women that are on this journey?
I think the only other thing I would say is like the other place that I found like a ton of support and community is on Instagram. And that is why I decided to make like a separate Instagram just for this journey and to kind of document it and to like be there to help and inform other girls that are going through the same thing. So I think that that's just another like really awesome place to get support and see like other girls that have gone through the journey and or are going through it at the same time. So yeah, I think that would be
absolutely. Well, this would be the time to plug your handle so people can check it out and follow along. How can they follow you?
Mine is at Mom by Choice, and it's mom.by.choice.
Okay. And we'll tag it for sure in like the, like in the bottom of the podcast so people can just click on it to follow you. Okay.
Awesome.
And follow along for the journey. And then we'll, that way we'll get updates and we'll know what's going on with you.
Yes. Definitely.
Okay. Well, I am so grateful to have you here. You got to send me after what your little one liner stupidity is that I've added to the
podcast. I definitely will.
Well, thank you so much for being here.
Yes. Thank you so much.
As I started with my previous guest, I wanted to ask every other single mom by choice or trying to conceive mom by choice why they are a single mom by choice, but it's wrong answers only. And I didn't give Sydney a heads up whatsoever. So I asked her to just send me a DM quickly what her answer is. And hers is that she chose to become a choice mom because she only wants to take care of one child, not two. Drops the mic. Are you kidding me? Amazing. Perfect answer. I wish I would have said it actually. It's because it is so fucking accurate. Best answer. She wins for now. So now the next guest has to just try to top that. And how fun is this? I love it. Well, and in other news, I just wanted to remind you that if you are on this journey, considering this journey, single mom mindset is the best place to start and continue along on your journey. It's literally the only course you're ever going to need on the topic. It gets you from preconception, just having this idea, pondering this life or this journey, all the way through raising this child on your own and getting over these obstacles and jumping over these hurdles and feeling like a confident AF queen while doing it. And having the support of a community just like this and just like the guests on the show, and yeah, just to have each other to lean on and, you know, ask questions to and so forth. It's actually really great. So if you're considering it, you can definitely check it out. I will drop it in the show notes along with the link for all the other things that are happening on my website and things that you can stay tuned and hopefully be a part of, if not now, in the future. Well, that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening. Make sure you subscribe, leave a review, and come back next Thursday for an all new episode. Bye.